the fact that I make music, just the fact that I go every day to the studio and I try to take some virtual idea and give it a physical form, it's obviously that I believe in something. Then I choose yes or no to call it God. Then it's not necessarily because you're religious or anything.
Whether or not you're religious, it's possible that Karen Ann can make a believer out of you. The sound designer, singer, songwriter, composer, producer, and engineer has just released her sixth solo album called 101, and it takes us on another Karen Ann journey. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Karen Ann was born in Israel and has lived mostly in France and the U.S., but she also holds on to her Dutch and Israeli citizenship. This child of the world began recording in 2000, and we were introduced to her in 2003 with her first English language album called Not Going Anywhere. Karen Ann plays guitar, piano, and clarinet, and sings in French and English, but she's largely self-taught. Along the way, she picked up a love for producing and engineering as well, adding the many subtle layers of sound that fill her albums and those of her side project with Barty Johansson called Lady and Bird. Karen Ann joined me in Studio A, and I got to ask her about the origin of the title track to her new album, 101.
Well, the idea for this song came after a show in Taiwan and Taipei. They took us to a tall building called Taipei 101, to the last highest floor. And like on every top of a tall building, you have this really nice and powerful perspective. And I had this feel that it could have been anywhere. It could have been New York. It could have been Tel Aviv. It could have been Paris. It was just Taipei because I was there. And it gave me all the sorts of fragments and ideas that how most of my life happens in an urban environment, really, like indoors. And then when it's outdoors, it's mostly on the road. So it's like afar. And so I had this really nice feel. And then when we were riding down the elevator, this idea of a countdown came to me, and I thought, I wonder if my emotions or my thoughts or my feelings are just a chapter of what I've been going through in a good or in a bad way. I wonder if I can just put this in one countdown from 101 until 101
floors, 100 days to abundance, 99%, 98 minutes, $97, 96 men in uniform, 95 theses, 94 pages, 93 million miles away, 92 Johnson solids, 91 space wings, 90 stable isotopes, 89 bullets, 88 constellations.
You're such an interesting artist because you're this combination of songwriter and guitarist, but then I also get the feeling from listening to your records and hearing you just tell that story that you love the sort of knobs and buttons of it all as well. Is that also an important part of it for you?
Oh, it's probably one of my favorite parts.
And it's the fun part?
Making a record, yeah. When it's your own record, you need to really try and use your voice in different ways so you don't get bored with it. And also it's like creating this entire sonic space and sonic landscape around your voice. And then, you know, and just dressing up the song with like the stereo, the 180 degrees with different textures and pigments. And I love doing that. I think the technical part of making a record is almost the most artistic part of making a record once the songs are written.
No one's ever saved you. You only saw him bleed, and his sorrow misbehaved you to avenge and not to plead. But out here there is no other who's seen you broken down, barren, blameless for your lover, bold and fearless for the crowd. You are on fire, tainted in the sun. You ran against the raging wind, decadent and drunken with desire, fooling the love.
That was Karen Ann with You Were on Fire and the title track from her new album called 101. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.